Woke reporter triggered by sub-headline saying Micah Parsons spared from abortion. By Penny Star on April 25, 2021. An in-depth and moving feature posted recently on the Pennsylvania State College Penn Live website tells Micah Parsons' journey from a poor neighborhood in Harrisburg to college graduation and making the top 10 list of football players who are expected to be picked early next week's NFL draft. And at the core of the story of Parsons' life is the fact that he's alive after his mother considered having an abortion. But Nicole Auerbach, who writes about college football for The Athletic, was triggered by the subtitle of the feature titled Mom's Biggest Blessing. Then the offensive subtitle followed, Spared from Abortion. Micah Parsons about to become first-round NFL draft pick. I cannot believe a legitimate news outlet ran Spared from Abortion in a subhead about someone, Auerbach tweeted. At Penn Live published this Tuesday AM and it's still up. It's unclear if Auerbach doesn't understand that life is extinguished when a woman has an abortion, hence the use of the word spared, or if she believes the author should have left out that part of his story. A story which is really remarkable. A man now about to have a dream come true because his mother chose life. The Penn Live feature said, in part. Charisse was 24 and juggling two jobs to keep food on the table for two children, when Micah's impending arrival caught her off guard. To make matters worse, Micah's dad, Terrence, was in and out of their Jefferson Street house. What happened next could be chalked up to coincidence, but Charisse believes something spiritual occurred. Outside of Terrence, no one knew she was pregnant, and they certainly didn't know she was contemplating an abortion. And then a random phone call from a woman at their church, which mom and son believe was divine intervention, changed everything. I was like, I'm already struggling, Charisse said. I told his dad, I think I'm going to the clinic. I was really thinking about it. She talked my mom out of it, Micah said of the conversation with her church friend. I think that is why, my mom, was always like, God looks over you, son, and you should continue to keep doing good things in your life and give back to God. That was one of the first lessons she taught me. And now Parsons, who still visits the neighborhood where he grew up, is most likely going to not only become a star athlete but a hero to those who have witnessed his journey. I think about the young boys, Micah, grew up with there, Charisse said. Most of them are dead or in jail now. Parsons, a graduate of Penn State with a degree in criminology, also has another life to think about. His son Malcolm is almost 3 years old. He is literally about to change his whole family's life and his son's life, Micah's former high school quarterback, Yamir Wilkerson, said. His son will grow up totally different than he did. It really is a beautiful story. Follow Penny Star on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.